You're tuned into Attic Jams with Sarah Rodriguez. No matter what your jam is, you can find it here.
Only on CITR 101.9 FM.
Thank you.
beautiful, beautiful song was Wandering Sadu by the Desert Dwellers. You're tuned into 101.9 FM CITR. I'm Sarah Rodriguez, your host. And joining me tonight, I have some lovely ladies. We have Ash and Marley Cult. Want to say hello, guys?
Hello, hello.
Hey, how's it going, everybody? Thanks so much for having us, Sarah.
Yeah, no worries. So I got some music that I'm going to play for everybody here for the next hour. Sorry if we were a little bit tardy coming in. But we were getting some sushi and it was pretty good. What was the place called that we went to?
General Public.
Yeah, it was pretty great, pretty great. Highly recommend the Go Coco or whatever.
Go Coconuts.
For coconuts.
And a deep fried Mars bar at the end.
Yeah, that Marley always forgets to order. But next time.
We did not eat that at all.
No. But yeah, coming up next, we have Anchor Song by Ancestors. It's from 2018 off the album Cohesion. And Masaki Yoshida is a Japanese-British artist. And he kind of paints while he performs, which is interesting. He's been a painter for a really long time. And the music, when he does it, it's kind of like a big visual art situation. So it's a very unique experience. If you ever get a chance to see him live, I would highly recommend it. But for now, enjoy Anchor Song, and we'll be back in a bit. Thank you.
Oh,
Jams. I'm Sarah Rodriguez, your host, and I have two lovely ladies joining me this evening. We have Ash Barnellis, got it, and then Marley Cult.
Hey.
So these girls are pretty, avid storytellers. They do tell quite the tale. And so they have some cool travel stories to share with you guys this evening. And then we have some music to kind of go along with the show. So kind of take it away here. Ash, do you want to start off and tell us your story? Stories from Mexico?
Sure. So I lived in Mexico for 2 years on and off. Wild times. There's two stories I want to tell. I'll tell the one about me drowning almost. So I was like, just got to Mexico the first time. I was like 20, got there, was there for a few weeks, and then I decided to live there. And so I was just like going to the beach every day, drinking, and we're like on one of the clubs on the beaches, and I thought it would be a good idea to go swimming. All my friends told me it was a bad idea. They were like, don't do it, dude, like this ocean's really dangerous, it'll pull you in right away. And it did, and I was on my back for an hour in the ocean, about an hour, floating, accepted my death. I could hear my friends call my name on the shore. And I was, like, just so far out that I couldn't. And I was, like, not too tired to swim back.
Was it, like, so the current that just pulled
you
out?
The riptide pulled me in, yeah. So, that was good times. Flopped on the shore like a fish. So much salt water in my lungs. It was crazy. And then got back to the hostel, ate some tacos, and checked my bank account. And the government gave me $2,000 as, like, tax return. And I remember my first thought being, like, if I died, I wouldn't have this money. Like, that was like my only concern. I was
like I'm so glad, like, I stayed alive.
So glad I survived this just for this $2,000.
My life is worth $2,000.
Like, I could stay in Mexico. Easy. That's nice. All I cared about.
And I like that your first food choice after almost dying was tacos.
Tacos and Corona, yep.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
And what was the other one that you wanted to tell? I think it was some Australians.
Me being on that exact same beach, me being arrested for skinny dipping with a bunch of sexy Australian men and this girl from Mexico City. And we were all skinny dipping, and then the cops like were on the shore and just like waving us down. We had to swim back, and then they cuffed us, took us to the station, and they wanted 1,000 pesos each from us to get out, or we would have to like sleep in the cell.
Yeah.
Concrete cell.
Well, you know what? It's actually good to know, because I didn't know you couldn't skinny dip. Like, I didn't know you'd be arrested
for
skinny.
No, not in La Punta, Puerto Escondido.
Yeah, don't go skinny dipping there.
Don't skinny dip there.
Or no, also, like, swim out too far and, like,
yeah, or don't go swimming in the middle of the night.
Yeah, not a good call.
Drunk. Inebriated, yep.
Well, thanks for sharing. And then we have Marley, Miss Rhythms of Africa, over here. she's got some good African stories to tell us.
Yes, I spent a little bit of time in Central Africa in Uganda. It was close to a place called Masaka, but the actual town is Chitungesa, and it's a groovy little mud-style, little sort of shack vibe. Super friendly, amazing people there. But I did a little bit of work building swings for the children. It's always for the children, guys. And on my way out to actually visit one of the swings, I wanted to play on it, okay? I wanted some time on the swings. It was from a huge tree that was, it's got these beautiful purple, I think it's jacaranda is the name of the tree. And it's got these massive, beautiful purple flowers that when they fall on the ground, create this kind of almost like sea floor type of look to it. Anyway, beautiful tree. They grow in Australia as well. Maybe those hot guys from Ash's skinny dipping experience.
Flowers.
They know. But yeah, so I was taking a Boda Boda, which is a motorcycle taxi, out to these out to swing on the swing that I built. And I don't know if you've ever driven on the roads in small town in Uganda, but they're pretty much all potholes. And you kind of learn to go around the potholes as you're driving. I was driving this motorcycle taxi because my driver, Jumba, what a guy. Yeah, he let me drive his motorcycle. Very poor decision on his part. But we had a couple good rides before our way out to the swing sesh. And I thought I was coming up to a pothole when really it was not. It was a full trench all the way across the road. So instead of veering around it, I went straight in and jackknifed the front of the motorcycle. And Jumba went flying and Marley went dying. So.
Oh, my God. Did Jumba get hurt as well?
Jumba got hurt, yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Jumba. He was pretty pissed. I pretty much totaled his bike, which is like his job, right?
Yeah. So, oh my god.
Yeah. And so we got back up and literally dusted ourselves off because the ground is dust, mud and dust. And he just looks at me and just signals to the car, to the bike, like, are you going to fucking deal with that? Are you going to pick that up? Are we going to continue? Can you pick yourself up and get back on the bike? And so I pick the bike up and he gets me to go back on the front and drive it. And at this point, my wrist is broken and I have a concussion and scrapes everywhere, lots of blood. But he said that because I, you know, insisted on driving his Boda Boda, that I had to finish it off. And then, yeah, by the time we got there, I could barely even move. It was my left wrist. I could barely even use the clutch.
Oh, no.
And, yeah, just kept stalling it. And so we played on the swing for a hot 5 minutes, and then he drove back. And
I'm impressed you could even, like, put your hand, like, to go and swing on the swing.
Yeah, and then I worked, because I was doing volunteering with the BC First Nations Forestry Council, and I worked hoeing, literally hoeing, a garden tool that is commonly used in Uganda, for 3 weeks before I actually went to the hospital, because the local hospital was not a hospital, and women giving birth out on the front lawn didn't really say to me, like, this is a good place to get your wrist fixed right now. So I waited 3 weeks, and then I went to the Kampala, which was about 5 hours away, and that's the large city, main city in Uganda, and they've got an actual hospital with quite a lot of eclectic folks that work there, a lot of people from Germany. So yeah, I got recommended by a surgeon to get surgery, so they flew me back the next day. My insurance company didn't want me to have, I don't know why they don't want, you know, folks from Canada having surgery in Africa. Couldn't tell you the reason why, but they didn't.
Mm. Well, that's unfortunate. Yeah. I was going to say, though, my favorite story of yours from Africa was like when you mooned the, was it the giraffe? Or was it?
Oh, I did a safari excursion, yes. And man, giraffes are massive. And I don't know why, I just, the cheeks felt like they needed to come out, you know? I wanted them to see what I was seeing and allow these giraffes to see some pale booty. So
it was a gift.
It was really what it was you're welcome, Uganda, and all the giraffes that dwell there. But yeah, almost got chased down after that. I think they might have found it a little offensive.
Well, we have some Rhythms of Africa coming up to kind of lead off the rest of the evening. This is Tales of Africa by Saib, and it's off the album Around the World. It came out in 2016. I hope you guys enjoy. This is Attic Jams. Thanks for listening to our stories, and we'll be back in a bit.
future that she can control until Johannesburg.
What is going to happen now?
Don't you trust me? Don't you trust me? Don't you trust me? Don't you trust me? You're my You see the tide will run.
I'm gonna begin.
Our boat was there.
I'm gonna begin.
Oh, I'm gonna begin.
Welcome back to Attic Jams. I'm your host, Sarah Rodriguez. Yeah, so that was Tosca. You heard Seize the Day by Wax Taylor off the album Paris from 2008. And the song by Tosca was called Swim, Swim, Swim off the album Out of Here from 2014. And Tosca, they're an Austrian musical group consisting of Richard Dorfmeister and Rupert Herb. But yeah, they're pretty sick. And that whole album Out of Here is really good. So if you get a chance to pick it up, definitely do. This next song that I have coming up right here is a classic. And I have Ashley with me here.
Hello, hello.
We're ready to get down to some Manu Chao in a couple minutes.
Let's do it.
So Mama was king of the Congo.
Papa was king of the bongo.
Deep down in the jungle, he started playing his first bongo. So yeah. Have a good one. I'm going to leave you with this. And yeah, we'll catch you next Sunday, 9 to 10 p.m.
Hey.
On 101.9 FM CITR.
Sissy. Woo. Too sick. Woo wee. Je voudrais être ici et maintenant. J'aimerais juste vivre l'instant.
Il faut vivre avec son temps, mais dans les faits, on veut vite la récompense. On accumule des devises, on est content, et ça ramène plus de vices que ce qu'on pense. On veut plus de bénéfices, à léguer à nos filles, à nos fils. En vrai, on est tous un peu novices, parce qu'en vrai, personne ne lit la notice. Le temps d'énumérer ses plans, de dire ABCD. Des gens que l'on appréciait sont déjà décédés. Et se fâcher ou se cacher ne va pas les aider. Il ne faut jamais rien lâcher, ouais, ne jamais céder.
Pas de petite histoire, je le dis pour toi, je le dis pour moi. Vise le plus loin que tu puisses voir, ouais, c'est pour ça que je te dis tout ça. Même si ton train a pris du retard, qu'une fois là-bas, tu t'y retrouves pas. Sur l'autre quai d'une autre gare, ton destin va te dire pourquoi. Je voudrais être ici et maintenant.
Avec le temps, je suis plus tolérant. Avant, je jugeais bien trop les gens. Même si je suis sympathique, ma garde reste hermétique. Dans la vie, je monte haut les gants. Qu'on soit passionné d'art ou épris de fitness, quoi que l'on fasse, on est pris de vitesse. Tout recommence, notre tout petit naît. Il faut trouver sa place, mais faire tout en finesse. Tout à coup, d'un simple claquement de doigts, tes mondes sont déjà loin de toi. Tous les êtres humains ont le choix. On est en manque, mais on ne sait pas bien de quoi. Chacun son chemin, chacun son destin. Pour certains, ça s'allume, pour d'autres, ça s'éteint. Pierrot dans la lune ou bien Harlequin. Chacune de mes phrases est dans mon calepin.
Je voudrais être ici et maintenant. J'aimerais juste vivre l'instant. Être en même temps super loin. En étant très super bien. Je voudrais être ici et maintenant.
Mama was queen of the mambo, papa was king of the Congo. Deep down in the jungle, I start banging my first bongo. Every monkey like to be in my place instead of me, cause I'm the king of bongo, baby, I'm the king of bongo bong. I went to the big town where there is a lot of sound, from the jungle to the city looking for a bigger crown. So I play my boogie for the people of big city, but they don't go crazy when I'm banging on my boogie. I'm the
king of the bongo.
Hear me when I come, baby.
King of the bongo, king of the bongo.
Nobody like to be in my place instead of me, cause nobody go crazy when I'm banging on my boogie. I'm a king without a crown, hanging loose in a big town. But I'm a king of bongo, baby, I'm the king of bongo bong.
King of the bongo, king of the bongo.
Hear me when I come, baby.
King of the bongo.
Hear me when I come. They say that I'm a clown, making too much dirty sound. They say there is no place for little monkey in this town. Nobody like to be in my place instead of me, cause nobody go crazy when I'm banging on my boogie. I'm the
king of the bongo, king of the bongo.
Hear me when I come, baby.
King of the bongo, king of the bongo.
Hear me when I come. Banging on my bongo, all that swing belongs to me. I'm so happy there's nobody in my place instead of me. I'm a king without a crown, hanging loose in a big town. I'm the king of bongo, baby, I'm the king of bongo bong.
King of the bongo, king of the bongo bong.
Hear me when I come, baby.
King of the bongo, king of the bongo.
Hear me when I come. Mama was queen of the mambo, papa was king of the Congo. Deep down in the jungle, I start banging my first bongo. Every monkey like to be in my place instead of me, cause I'm the king of bongo, baby, I'm the king of bongo bong. Hit me when I come. Hit me when I come, baby. Hear me when I come. J'aimerais mourir tellement j'ai voulu croire. Parfois j'aimerais mourir pour ne plus rien avoir. Parfois j'aimerais mourir pour plus jamais te voir. Je ne t'aime plus, mon amour. Je ne t'aime plus tous les jours. Je ne t'aime plus, mon amour. Je ne t'aime plus tous les jours. Parfois j'aimerais mourir tellement y'a plus d'espoir. Parfois j'aimerais mourir pour plus jamais te revoir. Parfois j'aimerais mourir pour ne plus rien savoir. Je ne t'aime plus, mon amour. Je ne t'aime plus, mon amour. Je ne t'aime plus tous les jours. Je ne t'aime plus, mon amour. Je ne t'aime plus tous les jours. Je ne t'aime plus, mon amour. Je ne t'aime plus tous les jours. Je ne t'aime plus, mon amour. plus mon amour.
Alright guys, thanks so much for tuning in. That was Manu Chao with the classic Bongo Bong, and before that was the Bongo Hop by Litre Kwe. Is that the right pronunciation?
Litre.
Great. I'm really glad I have Marley here.
L'autre Kwe.
Yeah. Anyway, great song, great tunes. All kind of hitting it up with the bongo vibes. But thanks so much for joining us tonight. On Attic Jams every Sunday 9 to 10 p.m. If you liked any of the songs and you want to kind of go back and figure out what they were called, it's all going to be posted on the website probably in the next couple days. So if you guys want to check that out, feel free. But yeah, thanks for coming, guys. Thanks for coming, Marley and Ash.
Thanks for having us, Sarah.
Thank you so much, Sarah.
Yeah. Well, we had a great time. We told some stories, played some music, did a little dance, made a little love. We got down tonight. But yeah, so now we're going to go play some games. And next up is Jay Chillin. It's kind of a new show. I guess they've been around for the last few months. But they got some sick tunes for you tonight to lead you off into the evening. So have a good one. Happy Sunday. And I wish you guys all a good night. I'm just going to play some ads and then we'll get back to the music.
Day to the world. But instead you keep buying material goods to satisfy whatever desire you have in that very moment. Me too. But now you can do both! Rock Shop and Community Thrift is a local vintage shop that fulfills your 1970s alt-chic fantasy while also supporting at-risk people through their compassionate and supportive work training program. All of their profits go to the PHS Community Services Society to support ongoing health care, harm reduction, and health promotion projects in Vancouver and Victoria. So stop by their two locations, Community Unisex on West Hastings or Community Frock Shop on Corral Street. And if you know any other local businesses that deserve recognition for their generous business practices or their contributions to the community, please DM us on Instagram at CITR and Discorder because we would love to spotlight them. Because hey, if you can't stop buying, you might as well start supplying.
Hello, I'm Addy Wolf and this is my new single, Mastery. You can go check the music video on my website, adewolf.com. That's adewolf.com. Bless.
Hey, are you interested in radio? Passionate about gender issues? Want to be an active part of your community? Then join the wave and become part of CITR's Gender Empowerment Collective. Our show Intersections airs every 4 weeks, and we want your voice. We are all about empowering everyone and giving you the chance to speak your mind. There's no experience necessary. Find us on Instagram, Twitter, or email us at genderempowerment@citr.ca.
Every Friday at noon, CITR takes you on a journey through Thunderbird Radioland. A journey of sound and song, of words and music, of the now and then, of the right here and the far away. It's the Eclectic Lunch, every Friday at 12 noon, on Thunderbird Radio, 101.9 FM in beautiful Vancouver.